Elsie Silver's Heartless has become the unexpected darling of BookTok, amassing over 50 million views under its hashtag and earning praise from celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, who called it the perfect escape read. This enemies-to-lovers romance between a grumpy single-dad rancher and his son's free-spirited nanny has resonated deeply with readers, seeking authentic emotional connection wrapped in sizzling chemistry. What makes this book stand out in the crowded romance genre is Silver's masterful balance of steamy encounters with genuine character growth, proving that sometimes the most heartless among us simply need the right person to crack open their carefully constructed walls. Cade Eaton embodies the classic grumpy cowboy archetype, brooding, responsible to a fault, and deeply protective of his 5-year-old son, Luke. After being abandoned by Luke's mother, Talia, who left a devastating note calling him heartless, Cade has spent years building walls around himself. He's not just any single father. He's a man who stepped into responsibility at age 8 when his mother died, raising his siblings while sacrificing his own needs. Now, at 38, he's convinced himself that his only purpose is providing for his son and running Wishing Well Ranch, a sprawling cattle operation that demands every moment of his attention. The weight of his past shapes every decision he makes. His childhood ended the day he had to start making school lunches for his younger siblings, managing household finances, and somehow maintaining his grades. This early burden of responsibility has left him with an almost pathological need for control and order, something that manifests in his methodical approach to everything from ranch operations to Luke's strictly scheduled routine. When his brother's fiancée, Summer, suggests her friend Willa as Luke's summer nanny, Cade reluctantly agrees to meet her, but only after extensive background checks and multiple references. Their first encounter, however, is anything but conventional. He's already met the vibrant redhead at a coffee shop where her underwear accidentally fell from her purse, a hot pink lace confection that had him choking on his black coffee. This embarrassing moment establishes their dynamic perfectly. Willa's unfiltered authenticity against Cade's rigid control, her spontaneous laughter against his carefully maintained composure. What makes their initial interaction so compelling is the immediate tension between them. Cade wants someone asexual and nun-like to care for his son, but instead gets a woman who makes eating green beans look pornographic and who challenges his authority with knowing smirks and pointed questions about his overprotective parenting style. Despite his determination to keep her at arm's length, he can't help noticing her natural connection with Luke, who immediately takes to her playful spirit and creative approach to learning. When Luke mentions his absent mother, and Willa responds with perfect understanding, telling him it's his mother's loss because he's the coolest kid she's ever met, even Cade can't deny she might be exactly what they need, though he'd rather eat his cowboy hat than admit it. The ranch itself becomes a character in their developing dynamic, with Willa's presence bringing color and chaos to its well-ordered operations. She introduces art projects that leave glitter in the barn, implements adventure time that somehow always ends in mud, and gradually shows both father and son that sometimes the best memories come from coloring outside the lines. The ranch itself becomes a character in their developing dynamic, with Willa's presence bringing color and chaos to its well-ordered operations. She introduces art projects that leave glitter in the barn, implements adventure time that somehow always ends in mud, and gradually shows both father and son that sometimes the best memories come from coloring outside the lines. The beauty of Willa and Cade's developing relationship lies in how organically they begin to dismantle each other's defenses. Willa isn't actually a professional nanny. She's a bartender who manages her brother's music venue, daughter of rock star Ford Grant, and a sex therapist mother. Her unconventional upbringing in the spotlight contrasts sharply with Cade's structured ranch existence, yet she brings exactly what both he and Luke need: spontaneity, laughter, and emotional honesty. Her background in handling difficult customers and managing chaos proves unexpectedly valuable in dealing with both the stubborn rancher and his grieving son. Their dynamic shifts dramatically when Willa defends Luke at a neighborhood pool party, pushing a bully into the water after he holds Luke underwater while other adults dismiss it as harmless roughhousing. Her fierce protectiveness emerges instinctively, shocking the other parents who see her as just temporary help. Rather than being angry at her impulsive action, Cade feels intensely protective, telling the host to keep her name out of your mouth when she criticizes Willa. This moment marks a crucial turning point. Willa is becoming his psycho, someone he feels compelled to defend, even against his own social circle. The incident reveals their shared values about protecting the vulnerable, despite their different approaches. What makes their connection particularly meaningful is how they challenge each other's assumptions and defense mechanisms. When Luke gets sick with a high fever and Cade can't come home immediately due to a dangerous situation with the cattle, he tells Willa, "You're smart, you're capable, you're determined. I know you are, because you made me like you when I swore I never would." This moment of vulnerability reveals how Cade's perception has shifted, from seeing her as an irresponsible city girl to recognizing her strength and adaptability. Her calm handling of the crisis proves she's far more reliable than her carefree exterior suggests. Similarly, Willa begins to see beyond Cade's gruff exterior to the deeply caring man beneath. When she observes him with Luke, teaching him responsibility while showing endless patience, whether it's helping with homework or teaching him to care for a newly born calf, she glimpses the emotional depth that Talia missed when she labeled him heartless. Their relationship develops through these small revelations, each discovering layers in the other that contradict their initial impressions. Willa notices how Cade remembers every detail about Luke's day, from his favorite snacks to which shoulder he prefers to be carried on when he's tired. Meanwhile, Cade discovers Willa's hidden wisdom, like how she uses music to help Luke process his grief, drawing from her own experience of losing her mother at a young age. The sexual tension between Cade and Willa builds masterfully through a series of increasingly intimate encounters, each moment carefully crafted to deepen both their emotional connection and physical attraction. Their first meaningful connection occurs in the outdoor hot tub on a crisp Montana evening, where a seemingly innocent game of truth or dare evolves into something far more profound. Through steam-clouded confessions, Cade reveals layers of his painful past, losing his mother at 8 to cancer, shouldering the responsibility of raising his younger siblings while still a child himself, and being abandoned by Talia just when he thought he'd found stability. Willa, touched by his vulnerability, challenges him to return to rodeo competitions, becoming the first person in years to suggest he deserves to pursue his own dreams. Their physical chemistry intensifies through a series of charged moments, none more poignant than an impromptu slow dance in the kitchen. While washing dishes one evening, an old country song draws them together. Cade pulls Willa close, his calloused hands gentle on her waist, the scent of his soap and leather mixing with the lingering aroma of dinner. The moment builds to an almost kiss, broken only by Luke's perfectly timed entrance in his beloved Batman costume, complete with cape swishing. These near misses serve to build exquisite anticipation while allowing their emotional connection to deepen organically. When they finally surrender to their mutual attraction after a lively night at the Railspur Bar, where they've spent hours trading stories and dancing to local country bands, it feels inevitable rather than impulsive. Cade, who has maintained physical and emotional distance for 3 years since Talia's departure, breaks his self-imposed isolation because, as he admits in a rare moment of vulnerability, Willa is too special to pass up. Their encounter unfolds with a perfect balance of passion and tenderness, raw need tempered by genuine affection. Cade's whispered confession that he's a fucking goner for her reveals just how completely his walls have crumbled, while Willa's breathless, "just for you," against his skin, carries more truth than she initially intended. The evolution of their physical relationship demonstrates remarkable depth, transforming from pure attraction to profound emotional intimacy. After their first night together, Cade pulls his truck over on a quiet country road, needing to make his feelings crystal clear. "I like you. I care about you." Coming from a man who typically guards his emotions behind careful restraint, this direct declaration demonstrates how thoroughly Willa has upended his world. Even his father, Jack, a man of few words and keen observation, notices the change in his son, telling Cade with knowing wisdom, "You've got it bad, boy." The statement, simple as it is, captures the profound transformation in Cade, who, for the first time since his mother's death, allows himself to be truly vulnerable with another person. Both Cade and Willa carry emotional baggage that threatens their budding relationship. For Cade, the abandonment by Luke's mother has left him wary of trusting anyone with his heart again. When Talia appears at Luke's birthday party in a skin-tight dress, making territorial displays and calling Luke "my baby" despite seeing him only once a year, Cade's past trauma resurfaces. Willa, meanwhile, struggles with insecurities about her directionless life compared to her accomplished family. She confesses to Cade, "I'm not like my brother. I'm not like my parents. I don't have a calling." This vulnerability reveals her fear of inadequacy, of not measuring up to expectations, whether her family's or her own. Their relationship faces its greatest test when Willa discovers she's pregnant. This unexpected development triggers Cade's fears of history repeating itself, another woman trapped in a situation she didn't choose, potentially resenting him and their child. Willa, sensing his hesitation, misinterprets it as reluctance and decides to give him space, staying at the main ranch house despite his protests. This separation forces both to confront their deepest fears. Cade, receiving advice from his father Harvey over bourbon, realizes he can't let past trauma with Talia ruin his chance at happiness. Willa, comforted by Summer, acknowledges that being in love means feeling obsessed, emotional, and clingy. All the things she's experiencing but trying to deny. What makes their reconciliation particularly powerful is Willa's decision to put Cade first by giving him options rather than obligations. When she returns to the ranch, she finds that Cade has poured a sidewalk decorated with heart-shaped stones, including one with WE instead of WG. When questioned, Luke innocently explains that Dad made that one and said her initials wouldn't be WG for long. This gesture, Cade literally cementing her future place in their family, shows how completely his heart has opened to her. One of the most compelling aspects of Cade and Willa's story is how they each discover home in ways they never anticipated. For Willa, who initially viewed the summer nanny position as merely a temporary stepping stone before returning to her fast-paced city life, the ranch gradually transforms into the place where her heart truly belongs. The transformation occurs through small, meaningful moments. Morning coffee on the porch watching the sunrise, teaching Luke to bake his grandmother's recipes, and evening walks through the meadow with Cade. Standing in the yard beside the heart Cade welded for her from old ranch equipment, she admits she's never felt so at home anywhere before, a revelation that surprises even her. For Cade, the concept of home evolves from being simply the physical ranch he maintains out of obligation to his family's legacy, into an emotional sanctuary created by the people he loves. The old farmhouse that once felt empty and full of ghosts becomes alive again with Luke's laughter, Willa's cooking experiments, and the sound of their combined footsteps on the wooden floors. When both he and Luke make the same wish at the ancient wishing well for Willa to come back, it symbolizes how completely she has become essential to their definition of family and belonging. Their journey culminates in the touching epilogue, where Luke's innocent question about calling Willa mom brings tears to her eyes as she confirms that her love for him blossomed even before her feelings for Cade developed. This moment perfectly captures how family can be built through choice and love rather than just blood ties. With the birth of their daughter, Emma Eaton, named after both their grandmothers, Willa reflects on how Cade helped her find contentment and belonging in a simpler, quieter life that fits her perfectly. The ranch's seasonal rhythms, the community's tight-knit bonds, and the daily rituals of caring for both the land and each other create a tapestry of belonging that neither of them expected, but both desperately needed. Through their story, home reveals itself not just as a physical location, but as the space where love, understanding, and acceptance intersect. Where morning kisses taste like coffee, where dinner conversations last long into the evening, and where even the challenging days end with the comfort of knowing you're exactly where you're meant to be. Perhaps the most profound theme in Heartless is how vulnerability becomes the pathway to healing for both characters. Cade, labeled Heartless by his ex-wife Talia, discovers that his capacity for love is actually his greatest strength. His initial resistance to emotional connections stems from deep-seated fears of inadequacy and abandonment, wounds that began in childhood and were deepened by his failed marriage. His willingness to risk being hurt again by opening up to Willa transforms him from a man defined by obligation to one embracing joy, showing how true strength often lies in the courage to remain open despite past hurts. Similarly, Willa's journey involves embracing stability without sacrificing her authentic self. Her nomadic lifestyle and fear of commitment stem from watching her parents' volatile relationship implode during her teenage years. Rather than changing to fit into Cade's structured world, she brings her vibrant energy into it, teaching him and Luke to laugh more, take risks, and express emotions freely. Her vulnerability in admitting her fears about pregnancy and commitment allows Cade to step up and prove he's not the man Talia thought he was. Through small moments, like teaching Luke to bake cookies at midnight or encouraging impromptu dance parties in the kitchen, she shows how joy can coexist with responsibility. Their relationship succeeds precisely because they create space for each other's authentic selves. When Cade encourages Willa to return to rodeo competition, despite his own fears about change and potential loss, he demonstrates genuine love's capacity to support growth rather than restrict it. Similarly, when she pushes him to pursue his own passions beyond fatherhood and ranching, including his secret dream of expanding into sustainable farming, they demonstrate a partnership based on mutual growth rather than compromise. Their story illustrates how true intimacy requires not just physical vulnerability, but emotional courage to share dreams, fears, and imperfections. The healing power of their relationship extends beyond their romantic connection to impact the entire ranch community. Through their example, other characters begin to examine their own emotional walls and defense mechanisms. Luke, in particular, transforms from a withdrawn child to one who expresses himself freely, showing how vulnerability can create ripple effects of positive change across generations. Heartless ultimately tells a powerful story about chosen family and intentional commitment, exploring how genuine connections transcend traditional familial obligations. Luke, caught between a father who would sacrifice everything for him and a mother whose annual visits serve as painful reminders of conditional love, finds in Willa someone who chooses to love him unconditionally. Their bond forms naturally through shared everyday moments, throwing lettuce from car windows during late-night drives, playing hide-and-seek in hay bales at sunset, and having honest conversations about feelings that neither had previously felt safe expressing. These seemingly simple interactions build a foundation of trust and understanding that proves more meaningful than any biological connection. Cade's journey from viewing family solely through the lens of duty to understanding it as a choice represents the heart of the novel's message. Having shouldered the weight of familial responsibility since childhood, he initially approaches relationships as obligations to be fulfilled rather than connections to be cherished. His transformation becomes particularly evident in small but significant moments, like when he texts his brother Rhett with playful impatience about being late for his rodeo event, a competition he only entered because Willa encouraged him to embrace joy for himself. The running joke among their friends about his breeding kink regarding Willa's pregnancy evolves from something that would have once embarrassed him into a source of shared laughter, showing how he's learned to embrace vulnerability and joy simultaneously. The depth of Cade's evolution is reflected in his changing relationship with both Luke and Willa. Where once he saw Luke as another responsibility, their relationship develops into one of mutual understanding and voluntary care. His interactions with Willa challenge his long-held beliefs about emotional availability and worthiness of love. Through their developing relationship, readers witness how chosen family can heal wounds left by biological ones, creating spaces where love exists without conditions or expectations. The novel's conclusion masterfully captures this theme when Cade realizes that perhaps he is indeed heartless after all, because the beautiful copper-haired girl grinning back at him is the one who stole it. This playful acknowledgement represents more than just a romantic moment. It symbolizes his complete transformation from a man who believed himself incapable of deep emotional connection to one who not only recognizes love, but actively chooses it. The metaphor of the stolen heart becomes particularly poignant, as it suggests that sometimes losing what we think defines us, in this case, Cade's emotional walls, allows us to find something far more valuable: genuine connection and chosen family. At its core, Heartless explores how past wounds can either define us or become the foundation for deeper connection. Both Cade and Willa must decide whether protecting themselves from potential hurt is worth sacrificing the joy they could experience together. Their journey illustrates how emotional scars, while painful, can create the capacity for deeper empathy and more authentic relationships when properly confronted and processed. When Cade admits he's scared Willa will leave, that she's too young, or that he won't be enough, he's taking perhaps the greatest risk of his life, showing vulnerability to someone who could hurt him as Talia did. His confession reveals layers of insecurity born from years of emotional isolation and self-protection. Willa's response captures the essence of their journey. She confesses she's scared too, but not too scared to try. This simple yet powerful statement becomes their shared motto, a testament to choosing courage over comfort. Their relationship develops through small, brave choices. Cade letting Willa see his art studio, Willa sharing stories of her nomadic childhood, both of them gradually dismantling the walls they've built. The sidewalk project becomes a metaphor for their relationship, building something permanent, leaving their mark on the world together. Luke's presence, playing his new guitar nearby, adds another layer of healing as they create the family environment neither of them experienced growing up. The transformation of both characters is profound and multi-layered. Cade evolves from someone who used emotional distance as armor to a man capable of not just receiving love, but actively nurturing it. His journey from heartless to wholehearted involves confronting his fears about parenthood, commitment, and worthiness. Willa's growth is equally significant. She transitions from someone who never stayed in one place long enough to form attachments to someone who actively chooses to put down roots and build a life. Their story demonstrates how true intimacy requires both partners to be vulnerable simultaneously. The quiet moments become as significant as the dramatic ones. Sharing coffee in the morning, discussing their dreams, working through disagreements without running away. These daily choices to stay, to work through difficulties, and to keep choosing each other build a foundation stronger than their initial attraction. The novel suggests that real love isn't about finding someone perfect or waiting until we've completely healed from past hurts. Instead, it's about finding someone who makes the risk of being hurt again worth taking. Someone who handles our vulnerability with care and matches our courage with their own. In choosing to love despite their fears, Cade and Willa don't just find romance, they find redemption, purpose, and the kind of healing that only comes from being truly seen and accepted. Their story reminds us that sometimes the most profound healing comes not from avoiding pain, but from finding someone worth risking it for. Someone who makes you brave enough to try again, to believe that this time might be different. And in that courage to choose love despite past hurts lies the true heart of this seemingly heartless tale.